Dozens of investment experts and executives have come up with a report they're delivering around the Capitol. The group was organized by the Wisconsin Technology Council. Its president is Tom Still. He says Wisconsin should create a multi-year $350 million fund in the form of contingent tax credits.
The tax credits are only really used in the case that investments fail. And with a fund this size and with the range of investments, it would stand an excellent chance of returning all of the premium and a lot more.
The council came up with the $350 million figure by comparing what Wisconsin's proportional share of venture capital investment should be using national figures. As it stands now, Still says the state gets only one-half of 1% of that figure, or about $71 million a year. He says similar states are way ahead. No matter how good a concept, a company can't get going or hire workers if it doesn't have money. Still says 11% of the nation's privately employed people can trace their jobs back to venture investments.
Because we haven't received that much venture capital over time, we haven't created as many jobs that are venture-backed. Although there are 60,000 in Wisconsin that can be traced back to venture capital. But if we received, again, our proportional share of venture capital, it would be 259,000 jobs.
Besides a number of existing venture capital funds located in Wisconsin, Still says at least six more are starting up. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.